Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of May, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Jodi Picoult, born in Neskonset on Long Island, 1966. She said, "I had a ridiculously happy childhood growing up in the suburbs of New York City. I think I'm drawn to writing about dark subjects because I have this wonderful safety net in my home life and family. I don't live these things, so I'm willing to walk on the wild side. I also think that superstitiously, if I attack a subject fictionally, maybe I'm immune to it personally." She studied English at Princeton, worked at an ad agency, and as a financial analyst and textbook editor and eighth grade teacher. And when she was pregnant with her first daughter, she wrote her first novel, Songs of the Humpback Whale. She's published 15 novels since then, almost one a year, including Mercy, My Sister's Keeper, 19 Minutes, and her most recent Handle with Care. Two of her novels debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the birthday of screenwriter and director Nora Ephron, born New York City, 1941, written and directed movies including When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. Her newest film comes out later this year, Julie and Julia, about the life of Julia Child. Nora Ephron, who said, "What my mother believed about cooking is that if you worked hard and prospered, someone else would do it for you." It's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, born Chicago, 1930, best known for her play A Raisin in the Sun, produced on Broadway 1959, about an African-American family living on the south side of Chicago, based on Lorraine Hansberry's family's own story. It was the first play produced on Broadway written by a black woman. And it's the birthday of Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little in Omaha, 1925. He was doing 10 years in prison for burglary at the age of 21 when an older inmate told him to take the time he was in prison to educate himself. And so he started to read books, but his vocabulary was too limited for some of the books, so he copied out an entire dictionary, word for word. He joined the Nation of Islam, later broke with the Nation of Islam, made a pilgrimage to Mecca, for the first time found he could relate to people of all races, came back to America, stopped preaching separatism, dictated his life story to the writer Alex Haley, and the next year, 1965, was shot and killed by members of the Nation of Islam. The book came out the same year and was a bestseller, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. Here's a poem for today by William Matthews, Mingus at the Showplace. "I was miserable, of course, for I was 17, and so I swung into action and wrote a poem, and it was miserable, for that was how I thought poetry worked. You digested experience and shat literature. It was 1960 at the Showplace, long since defunct, on West 4th Street, and I sat at the bar, casting beer money from a thin reel of ones, the kid in the city, big ears like a puppy. And I knew Mingus was a genius. I knew two other things, but they were wrong, as it happened. So I made him look at the poem. 'There's a lot of that going around,' he said. And sweet baby Jesus, he was right. He laughed amiably. He didn't look as if he thought bad poems were dangerous, the way some poets do. If they were baseball executives, they'd plot to destroy sandlots everywhere so that the game could be saved from children. Of course, later that night, he fired his pianist in mid-number and flurried him from the stand. 'We've suffered a diminuendo in personnel,' he explained, and the band played on." Mingus at the Showplace by William Matthews, from Time and Money, New Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.